Welcome back to the Screensavers. Leo Laporte here. Kate Patello's in the chat room. We are going to talk about something very, very interesting, and I think you'll want to watch this closely. There is a problem, and it's acknowledged, with the iOmega Zip and Jazz drives, referred to as click death or the click of death. And here's what happens. An audible click develops in drives, which can be fatal to the disk and sometimes possibly to the drive. We're going to find out a little bit more about that. Here to explain what the click of death is, a guy who's done a lot of research on the subject, a man I've read and known about for years, Steve Gibson, hardware wizard, disk guru. Good to have you here.
Thanks.
You wrote SpinRite years ago. How long ago did you write SpinRite?
It had its 10th birthday at the end of March.
And it's back.
Version 5.0.
Because I remember you retired.
Well, I did the column for 8 years
in
InfoWorld,
InfoWorld,
the Tech Talk column, every week for 8 years.
I read it religiously.
That's enough.
It was you and Dvorak.
You know,
that's all I read.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, John left and the magazine changed. And also the industry began accelerating to a point where I wasn't able to get anything else done except research for the column. And, you know, my main focus is development. That's what I love.
I shed a tear on that last
column. That's what I love.
Well, he's back. And let's talk a little bit about the click of death.
Yeah.
We'll talk. I would love to talk to you another time more about all the history, because I'm an oldster. But let's talk about click of death. First of all, how'd you get involved in click death?
What happened is that with version 5 of SpinRite, which supports the FAT32 you were talking to the prior caller about, you know, that in SR2, it also supports SCSI drives for the first time.
Right.
And Zip and Jazz drives, or if not SCSI, they're SCSI-like. The point is that SpinRite 5 runs on any drive that exists under DOS and Windows.
So you had to investigate these drives.
What happened was we got a couple people wrote to us, a couple customers called and said, hey, SpinRite 5 fixes click of death. I'd never heard of click of death.
Right.
So I did some research and I found out that there's like, you know, thousands of people that are having problems with their zip drives. So although SpinRite...
Now, by the way, we should say 10 million zip drives in use.
15
million
now.
Yeah,
that's
about
to announce
that. So 1,000 people or thousands of people is not a bad number.
As a percentage, I think it's not.
You know,
I mean, iOmega has said maybe 100,000 would be affected by this problem.
Even that's a small number.
Yeah, when you consider 15 million.
So what is click death?
The click sound itself is no mystery. That's the sound made when the disk is or when the drive is unable to find the sector or access the sector that it's looking for in the disk.
Well, we've heard this on hard drives. It goes.
Like back in the old days, the old timer that you are, you remember that.
It's trying to read a sector and can't.
It's doing a retry, and
it sounds like it's struggling.
It's like groaning, exactly.
Yes.
In this case, you get a clunk. Clunka, which is nothing more than the heads being retracted out of the cartridge and then put back in to see if, like, doing it again, loading them again, will help the problem.
So the click itself is not a bad thing. It's not like the drive head hitting the media or something like that.
No.
It's a normal thing. It's trying to reread it.
It's just like the sound that you hear when you first put the cartridge in and the heads load.
But when I hear this sound, should I be worried?
Well, if you hear the sound ever, once the cartridge is in, and when you're, like, trying to access your data, then you need to be worried.
Okay, now this is, I should reiterate, a problem that occurs on iOmega's Zip and Jazz disks.
Right.
That's the 1 megabyte is the Jazz, and the Zip is the 100 megabyte. Does it happen to the new 2 megabyte Jazz disks as well?
I have no experience with that.
Okay.
I have heard other people talking about, you know, SideQuest drives.
So it may happen to other removables.
Sure.
All right.
Yeah, and there's no reason that it's only specific to iOmega, because, the click sound is just what any removable media cartridge would have.
All right. So what's happening, if I understand this is, by the way, a Zip disk, and I tell you, I live on these things. I eat them for lunch. And I treat them pretty badly,
sure.
I have to confess. And you were talking before the show that one of the problems is people treat them like floppy disks, you know.
The classic zip drive itself, you know, is that blue box that's...
Right.
You tend to take it around with you. You know, people treat laptop computers a little too casually,
right.
And I think they might be treating their drives a little too casually.
So what's happening here is four of the redundant sectors... Is that right?
Tracks. There are four sort of secret hidden tracks called Z tracks, Z as in zip, which is where the drive stores its internal housekeeping data.
Okay, it's not your data, it's the drive's own data.
And you have no access to it from the outside.
Right. Those get damaged, it basically turns this into a coaster.
A doorstop.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Not a very good doorstop, a better coaster.
It's a high-tech coaster.
Now, one of the things we've heard with click death, and I want you to debunk this one, is that when a cartridge dies, it can then contaminate other non-damaged drives. Is that true or false? In other words, I've had click death. I pulled this out. This disk is damaged?
Very likely that disk has some formatting damage on it now.
Okay. Is my drive damaged in the my zip disk drive damaged?
Yeah, the drive
that drive is damaged.
That drive
now,
is damaged.
Well, if I put this in another drive, my friend's drive, to see if this disk is okay, am I going to damage his drive?
Only in a very rare circumstance.
Because that was one of the things I think that really scared people.
Was this contagion idea.
This Typhoid Mary of zip disks.
All right. What happens is a bad zip disk will damage the formatting on that cartridge. And so you're hearing it click and click, 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 and you think, uh-oh, there's a problem. Then you take this disk, which itself has now been damaged by the bad drive, stick it into a good drive, and it clicks. So the presumption is, now that drive is bad. It's
but it's
not
only
the drive.
Clicking because it can't read this disk.
Exactly.
It's a normal process.
Exactly.
So what happens to these drives that they start clicking? What's going on? Why would it damage this disk? By the way, I haven't had this happen. I don't know anybody this has happened to.
I know thousands of people.
They're all, well, that's because they're all coming to Steve Gibbs. And by the way, the website is spinrite.com, and you have a whole section if people want to know more about this, and we point to it from our website.
And a freeware utility on the way that'll allow you to detect whether your drive might cause click of death.
All right. So the drive is damaged. It's damaged the disk. This is useless. Should I then take the drive out of circulation? Will it damage more disks?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's now time to retire the drive. Good news. They're only about $100. Is there any way to fix a click of death drive?
The problem is you ask what causes it.
Right.
When I started doing the research, I wanted to find the reason and fix it. Maybe do something like ZipRite, you know, to fix zip problems. Turns out there isn't a cause. It's been linked to bad power supplies, bad connectors, the heads getting dirty, and there's no like a cleaning disc for zip drives. There's no such thing. Mechanical problems in the positioner. There's a whole array of problems that develop in these drives. That's why I backed off from trying to create a cure, and instead I created a something that would test whether your drive was going to have a problem.
All right, so you've created a program called Trouble in Paradise.
Right, TIP.exe.
I love the name. And what does it do?
Trouble in Paradise is a non-destructive test that you can put a disk in any drive.
Mm-hmm.
It will do, basically it does reads and writes while watching the drive's behavior closely to detect whether the drive is having problems. The drive, see, it will mask problems a lot by relocating bad sectors around using these Z-tracks.
So it's actually smart. It's doing the right thing.
It's a beautifully engineered drive. Right. When I got into this, I was very impressed with the engineering iOmega had done. It looks like, you know, there a percentage of them that is not insignificant are having problems.
All right. So you're going to release this when?
Middle of next week.
Okay. And it will be a diagnostic program?
Free.
Free. Downloadable from spinrite.com.
Written in assembly language.
Very small. All right. Gee, people still write in assembly.
That's all I use.
Only Steve Gibson. David Hellyer's on the line. He is with marketing at iOmega. David, what's your title?
The general manager of the Zip aftermarket business.
Okay, so you're Mr. Zip in many respects. You've heard.
No, I have a counterpart that handles our OEM side of the business, but together we have responsibility for most of the Zip business.
David, have you heard what Steve Gibson has been saying?
Well, let's see. We've seen it on the websites and heard feedback from our customers loud and clear. And
so, what's
Omega's
position?
Say is that. The purpose for me being on the call is to make sure our customers know that if they have any issue at all, if they feel like they have a problem that could be associated with the heads of the drive, which is a potential failure mechanism, you know, as like a lot of other products, that they can simply call iOmega. In fact, we'd really ask our customers to go to iOmega's support line, and if they have any questions or concerns, we are more than happy to address them. In fact, we want them to go directly to us and not to third-party websites because we know the products, we know the how they work, and the intricacies of the products. And if our customers have a problem specific to this issue, that if whether it's in or out of warranty, we're going to take care of and replace the product if necessary.
Right, we're talking to David Hellyer of iOmega. So you stand behind the drives. You admit that this problem does occur. And as I said earlier in the interview, David, and we're not slamming you, to have this happen to even hundreds of thousands of drives when you've sold 15 million is not a bad track record. I mean, I think Steve and I are both fans of the Zip disk.
Yeah. Absolutely, and we agree. And the fact is that our customers spoke up, and we're glad that they did speak up.
Okay.
And we've learned a lot from this. And the fact of the matter is that sometimes there's a problem with the product. This is there can be a problem with the heads on a very, very rare instance, and we're very committed to the quality of our products. But if a problem arises, I think the bottom line is we're going to take care of our customers, right, and that's who helped the product line be successful, and we're going to stand by them.
So you'd encourage people to call iOmega. I would too, although I have to say you have to praise the work of people like Steve and the other click death sites that have publicized this, Jim Latterback, who was the first to break this story nationwide in PC Week, who publicized it, and credit to iOmega for admitting the problem and standing behind the drives. The Trouble in Paradise utility that Steve is talking about, do you have an opinion on that, David?
Yeah, we've tested the utility SpinRite, and effectively,
this is not SpinRite.
It doesn't detect the problem.
Wait a minute, David.
Doesn't
this is
fix the problem.
Okay.
And see, it's really no different than what our customers can do with Norton utilities. So,
one point though, David. This is not SpinRite he's proposing. He has written a new utility which will be out next week.
Understood. And again, if there is a problem along this line, it's associated with a hardware problem. So there isn't a software fix to the problem.
Well, he's not proposing to fix it.
If a disk is damaged, you can use a utility to help recover some of the sectors, but
okay,
it won't fundamentally change the fact it's a hardware problem. So again, our suggestion is don't take a chance. Give us a call. We're doing things like we've recently publicized that we had some compatibility issues on our Zip Plus, and we sent out some new owner's manuals to every registered user. We published it online. We did a technical bulletin alert, and we've had very positive response. And because we proactively found some an issue on some compatibility in a SCSI chain, and our customers have really responded to it positively. We've had the issue comes up, and we're very proactive. The other thing that we're doing is our customer support group is actively monitoring some of the websites associated with this issue. And what they're doing is proactively searching out people that are on those websites and in the chat rooms, finding out, contacting them, and letting them know that it can come directly to us. And if it's an issue, we're addressing it directly. And if it means replacing the drive, that's what we're doing.
All right. Thank you, David Hellyer from iOmega. We appreciate your taking the time to talk to us. Take care, David. And I want to thank Steve Gibson of SpinRite. SpinRite is available now, right?
Oh, for 10 years.
5.0 is available
5.0
now. How much is it?
$89 for new users, $39 for upgrades.
Now, is it, just real quickly, it doesn't fix disks. It diagnoses problems. It looks at
SpinRite fixes
it. It does fix disks.
Yeah.
What kind of problems?
Any kind of data loss. It's like the data recovery tool. It'll rebuild your drive if something crashes and hurts it. Yeah.
Can you leave us a copy?
You've got one.
Thank you. Steve Gibson, really a pleasure to meet you. The Click of Death page, Steve's information is at SpinRite.com. That's where the Trouble in Paradise program will be. Although we should warn you, iOmega says don't use it, just call them. And thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.